We are back. Good morning. This is the Morning Liberty Program. We are live at RBN. I am RJ and my co-host every Monday, Jim Phillips, the guru of getting ready. I have not given our phone number out yet. Oh, my word. I need to get to it. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. There, I did my job. Again, I am just so tickled about the website, morningliberty.com. And I want to put there just as many resources as I can for you and for your friends, for your family. And I take a look. It's really difficult, Jim, for me to see what has been happening just the last couple of days in the Midwest and the Southern Coast and the East Coast here in America. And I'm thinking, boy, I've listened and hear that so many of these people just were not prepared. I've heard that just left and right. They were not prepared. And I guess we could go to Boston, too, with the order to boil their water, people not being able to have access to. And we've had this conversation for more than a year. And I'm thinking people were just not prepared. More of them need to listen to us every Monday, Jim.
They need it, and what that means is that they are dependent and they're counting on things. And dependency, feeling that you're entitled to or it'll always be there, is something that puts you at risk. It always has, always will. As soon as you feel that you're dependent on something, you no longer are free, ultimately. So,
well, like depending on Obama, like there are many people who expect that this Obama is the savior. Oh, Obama, save us, please. And, you know, you take a look at, for example, people who they really enjoy going to a hockey game. And when I was in Boston as a kid, I think I was in fifth grade, 10 years old in the Boston area for about a year and a half I was there. And I remember how hockey was just a big thing back there. And you know, there are hockey fans all across the country. And there are many people, they go to a hockey game not because they want to see the game and the competition. They want to see a fight. That's why many people go to a hockey game. The entertainment of seeing the blood spilt is like the arena from Rome. Imagine it became sport to see a lion devour somebody or to see two men beat each other to a pulp. And I think that sometimes radio is like that. Television is like that. We want to see collision. We want the fun. It's like I had a chance to visit this my oldest daughter last week, and I have mentioned this a little bit. He is now a 32nd degree Mason. And I've been kind of beside myself, Jim, for many years. Apparently, he will sit down and play his Nintendo games or his Xbox. He'll spend 6 hours a day or even 10 hours a day playing video games. And I walked in and saw that he was playing one of these video games, one of these war games. And left and right, people were being killed and blood was on the ground. And I'm thinking, so this is entertainment for him? And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what does that tell me about the character of who this man is, my son-in-law? And why is he a Mason? Why is he a Freemason? And, you know, I have some real concerns there, but I have some concerns for America, too, because we now, if you take a look at the entertainment across this country, are we entertained by blood and gore? Are we? Are we entertained by witchcraft? Like the kind of nation that we have become. And I'm very concerned for a country. And in talk radio, sometimes you can listen. It's like as a spectator, we stand by and we see the collision take place. The collision about bad-mouthing somebody or getting angry about something else. And it's like whine radio. You know, we whine about this and whine about that. I really think we should be proactive, Jim. And I think that is what we do every Monday.
That's my my mission, is to be proactive in preaching and teaching. And hopefully motivating other people to become proactive. It's about care of your own household. That's the responsibility. That's the stewardship.
We'll be back after this at RBN.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
The time, it is 8 minutes after the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Program, and we are live. I am RJ and my co-host Jim Phillips, the guru of getting ready. Again, our phone number, 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. You may have questions yourself for Jim, or may want to jump into this conversation. Number nine was supplies, correct, Jim?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't hear the music coming, and so number nine is supplies, things we consume and use, and we need to replenish. Obviously, water and food, those are supplies, and so it's toilet paper, things to fit in these other areas. There's a lot of things that people don't think about that would be a supply item if you're not using them all the time, like thread. Thread's a supply. You use it up. The needle is the tool that lets you use the thread to repair something. So these things all fit together. Wire. And learning a little bit of wire craft is really useful. Having some heavy, stiff wire like the old metal coat hangers, which I save every one of them I can lay my hands on, but then some of the baling wire, or now as it's mostly used, the form of tying wire.
You save those wire hangers?
Absolutely. Wonderful wire. It's also great for welding. In a pinch, you can use it for brazing. And so I save my old coat hangers, and as they get bent, don't throw them away. I save a bunch of junk, if you will, but there's a time when you really need them, and you tuck them away. The plastic bags that you get at the grocery store, that's a supply item, actually. And so I just shove them into a box, tape up a box and cut a corner out of it, and then you can just poke a bunch of them in there, because now I can use that to make things with. It can be braided into twine and cord. I could make a rope to tow a car if I needed to, and that'll take me a few days, but I can braid and weave that stuff into a rope. And but you can also, we have some of the people in my classes that they take strips of it. They use it for crocheting, knitting, if you will, so to speak, and they'll make handbags and hats and things like that from this plastic. It was a throwaway item, and I like to keep some of the throwaway things if they have a purpose, if they have a use. So those are the nine. Everything that you need physically, mentally, emotionally, and ultimately spiritually fits in all of those nine. Inside of wellness is your mental, emotional, physical, spiritual health. All of those things are in there.
So it may be a good idea as far as supplies to have a Bible in there?
That would be, that's not a supply item. I put that in the wellness item. That's a part of your mental and emotional.
Wellness. Okay.
That's definitely about wellness, is having your Bible, your scriptures, those kinds of things. It's also a place where you would have some recreation, some games, especially for children and young children. But also for me, music. And having some rechargeable batteries and a very small little solar recharger, those are tools, so that I can play music on a CD player or an MP3 player, because every now and then you just need to kind of relax and get away from things. I don't mean jumping, jack you up kind of music. I mean some good symphonic music that you can get some imagery going into the pipes.
You surprised me this morning. You're a big guy, Jim. And when you are decked out in your gear, I mean, you could be like Grizzly Adams or something, okay? I've seen it. And it's like music apparently can soothe you.
Oh,
can
yeah.
Soothe the beast.
Well, some of the imagery you get with some wonderful music can help you just cool the jets for a little while and relax. And we need that, because if you're on edge all the time, if you're pumped up all the time, you're fighting battles all the time, that's hard on your health. So you need to relax.
And you know, so some of these things that we have talked about, we'll go to the phones here shortly, may in fact rescue somebody. We can rescue ourselves. The unchanging laws and principles that we need to understand, then clothing, then water, then sanitation, then nutrition, then shelter, then wellness, then tools and supplies. And ahead of time, people who are being impacted now. And when I hear this, I'm thinking, I scratch my head, why are we listening to this? Why do we hear this? We weren't ready for this. And I'm thinking, you know what? Every one of us, it's difficult to see, right? We have our neighbors, we have our friends, we have family in these cities that these events are impacting today. That if they could take some time ahead of time and get ready, they could actually have, whether it is a 72-hour kit they have designed themselves or a grab-and-go kit, it wouldn't be an issue. Jim, on a regular basis, you call this an adventure.
Certainly. Well, I tried surviving. It was no fun. It hurt a lot. You know, I've tried all kinds of things. You know, I've tried being mad. I've tried being sad. I've tried being depressed. None of it felt good, so why would you do something that's lousy? And you turn those things around, you learn the principles, the laws of how and why things work, and you do things differently. You know, it's the old saying that if insanity is, you know, if you keep doing what you've done before, you keep getting the same result, or thinking you'll get a different result. Didn't say that one right, but that's what it is. If you keep doing what you've always done, you get what you've always got.
There you go. There you go.
And you change is what you do. We learn. See, that's one of the things great about us as people. We have the ability to learn if we want to. You don't have to learn. You can choose to stay right where you are and be ignorant and be afraid. You know, one of these laws, foundational laws, is the law of stewardship. And right in the middle in the law of stewardship, there's just three points in it, three parts to it. One is authority. I just tell people, since you're warm and sucking air, you have the authority to act. You've been given that by the fact that you're here. Number two in this thing of stewardship is responsibility, and that's responsibility to act on that which you've been given. And then number three is accountability. accountability, and accountability is going to happen. You don't choose the accountability. The accountability simply flows. It's like the old statement, when you pick up one end of a stick, you pick up the other one also. You will be held accountable for the how you pulled off your responsibilities. Well, my responsibility is for my household, for my family, for my wife, my children, my grandchildren.
It's so fun because I use the same allegory when I visit with people in my family who are having a challenge, and I let them know that when somebody is involved in their life, you know, that it's like picking up a stick. You get to pick up both ends at the same time, and no one of us are perfect. And loving means you love them when they're great, and you love them when they're not so great. And, you know, sometimes this too shall pass. Whatever the event may be, you know, in your life at this very moment, it too shall pass. But when people in your life, it's like picking up a stick. It's fun, Jim, that you're using the same allegory, same metaphor. Is you pick up both ends. When you pick up one end, you pick up the other end as well.
You have to look at these things in a, well, you don't have to, but I choose to look at these things with a more positive light. There is no tragedy in one's life in the loss of material things, even the loss of health or even the loss of life. That's not a tragedy. That's a part of life. The tragedy is when you lose who you are, what you stand for, where you're going. That's a tragedy. That is truly very unfortunate. But
Jim, this is good stuff. Are you ready for us to go to the phone?
Absolutely.
JG in California. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, RJ. Hi, Jim.
Good morning.
Just had a couple of quick questions. One about bugging out if you're handicapped. And the other thing, Jim, the first question I want to ask you about, just exactly what do you do with Walmart bags into making a rope? Are you talking about braiding them?
Yeah, well, on the rope, I will take and cut them into strips. They can then be knotted together, tied together, so you have a very long strip. You can braid it. That's a simple way. That's what I know how to do quite easily. You can braid it. If you have a, you can build a rope maker that's going to twist and wrap, and you can literally twist and wrap it into rope then. You'll make a smaller strands that you then put together into larger ones and larger ones and build a rope. But braiding is one way of doing it. It's a simple way, and you can braid that which you've braided. So cut them into strips. If you want to, I've made very fine cordage that would be smaller than like a parachute cord. And in that case, you cut the strips. They're very, you know, thin little strips, and then you braid them together. Just a three, what do we call them? Yeah, three strips that you just, you know, cross braid back and forth, and you can make a string out of it, essentially string. And one of the things about this plastic is it's been pre-stressed, and so that it's very strong. It doesn't have a lot of stretch to it. And so it makes very good string and cordage and twine. It just takes a little bit of time to put it together. So that's one of the reasons I saved them. The other one is...
JG, hang on, yep. Jim. Just like you, I have never, ever heard anyone mention they could make a rope out of these Walmart bags. Wow.
The other thing you do with them, of course, you have a container you can carry some things in. I mean, you carry your groceries home in them. And if you need to haul some things or hang up things, you know, they can be hung up on nails on the wall and put things in them. If you didn't have shelves or closets or things and yet you want to keep things off the floor, maybe the floor is dirty, I can hang things up. I can also wrap up clean things to help keep them clean, and I can have dirty things in there so we don't mix them together. They're just a useful thing to have around. And since they're essentially free, you've paid for them, and you can stuff a lot of them in a box. That's how I store them. Some people fold them and wrap them, and that just takes too much time. I have these boxes I tape shut and cut up square out of the corner and just jam them in there, and you can jam and jam and jam a lot of them in a box and then tuck the box away someplace to, you know, freezing and heat doesn't hurt them.
JG, hang on. Jim, we'll continue right after the break. This is RBN.
Hi, heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
It is 23 minutes after the hour. This is the Morning Liberty program. I hope you check out the new website. And Jim, this is, and JG, kind of an example for me. I had no control. MorningLiberty.com was taken down a couple of weeks ago. And I have this volunteer out of Georgia. John, what an awesome job he has done. It's like, it's now better. And we see what's happening across the country, and there are people who are losing their homes. And Jim, you said it's just stuff. You're right, but it can really impact a person if they lose their home, especially to a weather event or some kind of calamity. But the discussion we're having this morning, I think, can make a difference, certainly, for somebody. And JG, I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
Yes. Jim, I wanted to ask you, you know, with my background in executive protection over the, you know, 25, 30 years ago, we've always had to prepare the principals and their families, which is the person you're protecting, and their wives and children, in particular physical threats, you know, whether, however and where it would come from, what entity and the different levels. And, you know, in executive protection, you learn different things as you're trained in certain types of venues. But, and then setting aside our, you know, with us being military, a lot of us being involved in, especially in the Air Force, in flight line disaster preparedness drills. That's one thing 25, 35 years ago. You forget a lot of this, but what I was wondering is sometime could you and RJ organize a show I'm thinking about some of our veterans in our churches, mostly our veterans right now I'm talking about. There's a lot of senior veterans that are in wheelchairs. There's a lot of veterans that are ambulatory that may be compromised with one limb, two limbs, or upper and lower, and whether they had to run from foreign troops and things like that. But I've always been a preparer, and, you know, there's a lot of things you realize with food, clothing, all that, that you need individually. But as a unit, there's a lot of organizations I've found that I'm associated with even now. One of them has a food preparedness plan, so they tell me in a disaster. The other place where I'm at, they have nothing that I know of. They have no, you know, as opposed to like Catholic Charities, you know, with this, with some of the lower class, the homeless people that they've acquired. They have a kitchen, things like that. They also take street people, but those that have an income are living there in a 2-year program, then they kick them out into society on Section 8 and things like that. But what I've always wanted to do is go around training people like you or Greg Evenson, you know, which, you know, like I say, I'm compromised right now going through some medical issues minorly, but they're pretty, but I was just wondering if you could put a show together on maybe discussing these issues. Some people are never going to listen on preparedness, but also the fact of, you know, to the churches as well. You know, I've always been one. I wish we could organize an organization to go around speaking to veterans organizations.
You know, you're right, JG. You know, often we don't think, let's go to see the movie about preparation. You know, we want to see a movie about blood and guts maybe, or has some excitement like car chases and stuff. We got to have Jim in a car and we'll do a car chase and then we'll get people's attention, right? But I think you're right, JG. You know, having the discussion with veterans who are not exactly mobile, Jim.
Yes. Well, and you asked the question, what do you do? And I'm sensitive to that because I actually have two sons who through injury are no longer able to walk very well. They use motorized wheelchairs most of the time. They can stand, and with help they can move, but injury has compromised them. So I'm very sensitive to that issue, and of course I recognize what has gone on with both elderly people and with many of our veterans. And then the bottom line is this, and this is where we need to I'll say we band together. It's about community. I like to use the word community, and we have to create communities because people need assistance. That's where we build relationships.
Yeah.
In some cases, like with my sons, well, their relationship is first within their household. They both have wives. They both have 5 children. They're still fairly younger children. But developing that relationship and then the relationship with the rest of the family.
You know, there are people, Jim, in that condition who may give up, you know.
Yep.
They're maybe tempted to say, you know, I'm not man enough anymore because of this, or I'm not good enough anymore because of that. It would be just too easy to give in something like that.
Well, it is. It certainly can be. But that's where the community and the support of other people, and I don't mean support in just in terms of we're going to carry you. I mean it's mental, emotional, friendship and all those kinds of things. And there is a reason, a purpose in living when you have community. Anybody can contribute to some degree, even if the contribution is to allow themselves to be served. In some cases, that's the contribution that some people get. They allow others to serve them and to fulfill the directive that we were given by the Savior himself, by the Lord, in terms of what we do. And that may be their purpose at this point in time. We never quite know what our purposes are in some cases.
JG, I'm glad you're still there. And Jim, you bring up an important point, and it still kind of shocks me. But one of the things you've mentioned before, and sometimes whether it's an accident, and whether we are now, you know, we can't get around, or whether it's financial, you'd mentioned that he who cannot provide for himself is less than an infidel. And here I come, and I do this every morning, right, Jim? And I don't get a paycheck for this. No one gives me a paycheck. And the things I do for work, I don't have transportation now, and it's just a real challenge for many of us. We'll be back. This is RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
If you've ever used Yaz, Yasmin, or Osella for birth control, you must listen to this important notice. The FDA says these drugs may cause serious heart and health problems. If you or a loved one took Yaz, Yasmin, or Osella and developed any complications, these pills may be to blame. Call Phillips National Injury Group to protect your rights. If you suspect these drugs may have caused a serious injury, this announcement is for you and your family. Yaz, Yasmin, or Osella may cause deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary heart attack, stroke, or even death. If so, you or your family may be entitled to significant compensation.
For legal help with the effects of Yaz, Yasmin, and Osella, call the Phillips National Injury Group at 800-358-8063. That's 800-358-8063. Injured by Yaz, Yasmin, and Osella, call 800-358-8063. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Phillips National Injury Group with offices at 20 East Thomas Road, Suite 2600, 26th floor, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Admitted in Arizona and California. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, cases of this type may be referred to local counsel for principal responsibility. This is an advertisement and a paid announcer.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It is 33 minutes after the hour. This is the Morning Liberty program, and JG, his issue that he brought up and your discussion on this matter before, he's kind of picked at one of my scabs, and there are many of us who may be ambulatory, who may think that, well, you know, I can no longer contribute. And sometimes in this position, Jim, I have asked for help, and it's not because I want somebody's help. It's like sometimes you realize that we can't do this alone. I appreciate my website guy, John, that he has put a donate button on the website, morningliberty.com, and sometimes we need some help. And it's not a shameful thing to ask for some help, I'm doing my best, for example, like your sons. I know your sons contribute. And Jim, because I know you, I know your sons. I know the kinds of men that they are.
Well, thank you. And they are. They're great individuals. I mean, I've learned a lot from them, watching their patience and endurance in these kinds of things. And I know they get frustrated and tired of this thing, where they can't do all the things they did before. But yet they forge ahead, and they're doing everything they can do. And the good news is, the wonderful news is, and literally in the good news setting, is this life is not permanent. Otherwise, it's like, oh, yuck, how'd you like to do this forever? So we do have to look to the better part, and we have to look for the for the future. And we work towards that future. But sometimes we find ourselves very limited, challenged. Challenged means there's opportunity. If nothing else, to learn, to practice. If nothing else, we can learn patience, endurance, all those kinds of things. But we can also learn ways of solving problems and move on.
I used to do construction, and I felt the value in who I was about my strength and my power. And I was able to go to on morningliberty.com. I'd go to the job site, and I would be the first one there, and I felt I worked harder than anybody. I just give it everything I had, and then the last to leave. And I taught so many men. I shared my technique and my skills with so many men and trained them, and one by one by one, I helped prepare men who had no skills that they could then provide for their families. And I remember doing that again and again and again and again, and I felt so good about myself being able to do that. And then on the job site, I had an injury, and I fractured one of my vertebrae. And I was on my back for 6 months. And all of a sudden, I realized I couldn't do that anymore. And then I thought, what good am I? And whether it's a hurricane or a tornado or an accident, that... As men, you know, what do we do now? When MorningLiberty.com first went down, I was kind of lost. And there's so much writing that I have put there the last year. Writing reports and disclosures about things that you pretty much can't get anywhere else. And I really wanted to put the website together. I had this phone call from John out of Georgia. And he said, RJ, I can help you. And within 2 weeks, there you go, it is better than before. And I went back to college after I injured my back and went into communications, and who knew? Who knew? I think that, I hope that I have an impact today. My objective, what I really do my best to do, is to share and to teach and inform and to inspire and to motivate and to encourage and all of those things. And sometimes in that effort, Jim, sometimes we've got to pull back the curtain and look into the dark closet in order then to shine some light on our country, to give some hope for America. Sometimes we think that we have no choice. The prophecies talk about this and that and gloom and doom. The end of the world is coming, and I'm thinking, I think of Nineveh. I do. You've heard me say this before. I think of Nineveh. And I know the difference that we can make. If we can help turn this thing around, what percentage does it take to be a fulcrum, to be a part of the small numbers? Not about the quantity, it is about the quality, JG. And you have seen this, what we can do with who we are to have an impact on greater numbers than ourselves. I love Elijah. He said, don't you know there are more of us than... How does that phrase go, JG? It's like, there are more with us than those that are with them. Something like that.
I haven't heard that one, JR.
Yeah? JR, J.
That's one of my son's closest friends. I wanted to ask you, both of you, what I wanted to say was that throughout my contribution, RJ and Jim, through the years that I've been listening to, pretty much these last 2 years, I've been, you know, calling in more and more. And what bothers me, well, there may be some people like the other day, I guess, you know, John from Tennessee, RJ. And John and I, we seem to, as he said, he agrees with me, and I'm not asking anybody to agree with me. I wear my heart on my sleeve, RJ, all the time, and there's a lot of frustration within my soul that cried to the depths of, like, my own child not even listening to me about the Illuminati. He grew up with his mother and I through the years of what it was all about, and now he's trained as good as a Beret or a Navy SEAL with what I've taught him and two or three friends of mine in special ops, but he's not even paying attention. My point is, through what an acquaintance of John from Tennessee was talking about me the other day, that he thought that when I stated I see nobody standing up, as in the nature of what Sam Kennedy is doing, I was merely making a statement that I've, as Des Griffin, one of the authors in our, one of the greatest authors in our country, has expressed his opinion about whatever, as Jordan Maxwell, that nobody has been able to do anything up to this point with teeth in it, to give liberty any teeth. that's what so frustrates me, to the fact that when I say that I see nobody doing it, and yet I express that none of us want to step out there and do the stupid thing within a militia or individual, like running a plane into an IRS building. But the fact remains, as the talk show host was expressing, that eventually we're going to, it may come to preparedness with our families individually or units, which I wanted to ask you, Jim, eventually down the line, is what does a handicapped person do if he's got to carry a handgun or a rifle or both, or to limit what goes in a pack? But setting aside that, back to the issue of much less setting aside fleeing individually, the fact that I see nobody standing up, and that's what's frustrating to me, that how many more children and relatives do we have to lose in this issue? I see Charles Schultz standing up and doing wonderful things, and I see the fact that everybody knows who the bad guys are and what we need, and all the sovereignty issues, and standing up as a secured party creditor, eliminating the Fed. But up to this point, like Des Griffin says, through administration after administration, nothing changes. But who the people are going to be to stand up, I don't know. When the issue that we should stand up, the thing should we do, like Sun Tzu says, you know, keep your enemies closer. I mean, it's just the fact that whenever the time comes that the hammer comes down, as a unit, as a family, as a cell, how do we respond? Obviously, we all prepare. People in California.
JG, let me answer in this way. In the first place, I get it. I get you. in this discussion, it's like he's speaking my words, Jim. I a while ago made the found the realization that I can't. It's like you can win a battle verbally with somebody why is this not coming together in my head this morning? You can change somebody's opinion, but if you do it by force, you're not going to change his opinion. And I found the best I can do is plant seeds. And I have no idea when it may germinate in somebody. And a listener did pass this on to me, and she expressed to me the very same thing that you're expressing, JG, is she felt so alone in her family. She was the only one who saw it, the only one who got it. And I'm thinking that maybe we are scattered across America, one over here and one over there, with the expectation that our families need us, even though at this moment, you know, when a crisis shows up, that's when they realize how significant, how important we are. But it's like, it's not about the quantity, it is about the quality. And I think we do have an impact, Jim.
Well, it is, use the analogy of leavened bread. You put a small amount of yeast in with your other ingredients, and that small amount of yeast will leaven the entire bread. And that's, I think, the way it is, because most people are either not paying attention, don't have a reason, haven't been, you know, my life's been great. Nothing's bad happened. I live in this incredible country. I've always had something to eat and wear and a place to live. And this has been going on for generations, and we become, I'll say, entitled in our thinking. We think in terms of, well, it's not going to change. Why would it change? So that when I talk about building community and the types of things we do, it's really about being the leaven for the bread. We need as much leavening as possible of people who are able to, you know, stand and think and act and are prepared, because they can be in a position to assist others when the tornado tears through the area and destroys a lot of things, and those people are wandering around saying, well, I wasn't prepared. If somebody is there who is emotionally prepared as well as physically prepared, then they are the leaven for those people to lift and support and help, rather than everybody sitting around and commiserating about how bad life is. It's like, let's go to work and clean this mess up. Let's dig our stuff out. Let me show you what you can do. That's what it comes down to, having people like that. And ultimately, I believe it's all leadership. And I don't mean leadership in big crowds. It's just individual leadership, neighborhood leadership, neighbor leadership, somebody stepping forward and saying, let me show you, let me help you, let me demonstrate.
I remember the phrase, it goes that he who is convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. And years ago I used to think, I have read through the Old Testament, New Testament, and other scriptures, of course, that Mormons have, time and time again and again and again, and I thought I knew, right? Last day events, prophecies and other things, what it's supposed to look like, what Zion is supposed to look like, the kingdom of God, the calamities, last day events. And I'm thinking that there's examples, too many examples, that is not going to happen exactly like I thought it was supposed to happen. And when I was having time with family and friends, for example, especially on holidays, that I felt I was always right. I know the answers. And so as I was going around, I was making everybody around me wrong. I would win the argument. I had debate in school. And it's a part of who I am. It's funny, oh my gosh, now the debates I have with my kids, they think they're so smart. They think they, oh my gosh, it's like the battles that we're in. And I'm thinking, stand down. It's okay. We can live with one another in the same house. It's okay. And I realized that I had to stop battling with people. I had to stop using my truth as a weapon, battling others, even in a family gathering setting. And I realized that the best thing I can do is love them. The best thing I can do is plant seeds and let the seeds germinate in its own due time, JG.
Yeah, that's what I've had to do with my son, is let him go. And what bothers me ultimately, which, you know, Jim, you've gone around like Greg Evenson talking to people, and, you know, personally, I don't want to be a leader. Personally, all I want to see is cohesion, and I see this losing it within communities. I've always been one.
I hear you say you don't want to be a leader. I've said time again. I don't want to lead. Can I follow, please? And I'm thinking we find ourselves in a situation where that's what we have to do. And that's the right kind of leader, right, JG? That's the right kind of leader.
I don't know, RJ. I see where I'm at now, RJ, where my life the last 10 years have been up in the air with medical issues up the butt. And I see myself seem to be the only one in the forest that's realizing that we're getting rained on. I know other
people. I love the satisfaction of another phrase.
Yes.
The scenery only changes for the lead dog. The scenery only changes for the lead, Doug. Go ahead and finish, JG, then we'll go to Jerry in Arkansas.
It just scares me to see this nation that we've been under MK Ultra mind control since its inception. Like Don Nikoloff has uncovered the fact that Eisenhower, I guess, never was a citizen, was brought in by the bad guys to infiltrate and turn this country into a satanic and be a leader. The fact that we've been under such mind control, and our nation under the false premises of its inception, like Ralph Epperson I talked to, who thinks it's all masonry and not the Catholic Church, has no entity in it, which Seventh-day Adventists definitely know, regardless of who's got the right to religious direction. But the fact that it scares me, we've lost the morality, and we've lost track of it because we've been sucked in. Of course, you know, that's what I love about American bodyguards, is that don't disturb the dragon, because then you're a dead man. You know,
I have seen, and I appreciate the people who come and join me. I don't give them money to do this. They share their research. They share their conclusions. They share their evidence, and then we can make up our own mind. And I have found that among these people who are experts, such extreme experts on this facet or that facet, we also have huge blind sides. And I've found, Jim, and Jim has been mentioning this for the last year, we need one another, right? And as patriots, as men, we think, I don't need anybody. I can stand up on my own. I can do it by myself. And we need one another.
And what bothers me, RJ, is the fact that in the area that I'm in, with the unit that I'm involved in, with the veterans close, most of them are unaware of it, even though they think, oh yeah, our nation's bad. And but what are they going to do? You know, there's going to be a lot of people that don't listen, which bothers me. And there are those of us that are armed, and we can't have weapons in our area at this time, that we got to flee to our friends to get the weapons. What are we going to do?
There's a scripture. And my intention in jumping in isn't to cut you off. It's because we're short on time.
Okay.
And I do want to get to Jerry in Arkansas. There's a scripture that says that they have cleansed their garments of the blood of this generation. It's like Noah, right? Noah went out and he gave a warning, and he gave a warning, and he gave a warning, okay? Therefore, all of the people who existed in his time, their lives and their loss weren't his fault. And I think we have a responsibility to warn, and to warn, and to warn, and to love, and to love, and then we have done our job. Then our garments will be clean from the blood of this generation. JG, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Let's see if we can squeeze in Jerry from Arkansas. Jerry, are you there?
Thank you, RJ. I'm realizing the time, I'll be brief. I would like to offer a quote to you and to your listeners, please. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. I would offer to people that getting the leaven out of our lives is how we observe the law. And as Jim said, a little yeast leavens the whole loaf. So, being in mind with that, I would wonder, RJ, are you going to do this week an expose of Sam Kennedy going into the implosion of the Restore America program that was going on and the various treachery, treason, and secret meetings and conferences that have gone on? And will people go into the leavening that got into Restore America?
I think that's a good question, Jerry. And I don't have time to approach that this morning, but we will see. I think it's like time.
Here's
time.
Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
The time now 6 minutes before the top of the hour. We have about 4 minutes left, and Jerry, I will address as much of this as I can. And Jim, I appreciate his joining us every Monday. World-class teacher of what to do to get ready, okay? First, tomorrow, Christopher Boleyn joins me. The next day, Barry Chamish. The next day, Bob Chapman, and then Dr. Stephen Jones, okay? And then John Bailey on Friday. The issues that Sam Kennedy went into, I think time will prove all things. I stand by that. And there are events, right, that hit me, that show up and blow up, and I'm thinking sometimes I stand back and I say, okay, what will stay and what will go? And it's like, where is our foundation? Is our foundation upon the sand? Or is our foundation upon the rock? Next, I need to address this. I don't like it. I don't want to. What do? You know? Sometimes I need your help. And, I do my best with what I have. I do my best every morning. And sometimes I need some assistance, and so I ask you, right? I have to let you know I appreciate those who have sent some help my way. It makes a difference. It allows me to continue to do this. But I realize that sometimes, for me, like Jim has talked about, that we need one another, that we in fact are a family. And if you can, I appreciate it. If you can't, it's okay. MorningLiberty.com is there now. In fact, I have a donate button. It's got my mailing address as well. It has a PayPal account. Imagine that. Thanks to John and Georgia. So I want you to know I appreciate you. I want you to know that I care about our country. And with the 2 hours that I have every morning, count on it. I show up. And I appreciate the men and the women who volunteer to help me to show up for you. And Sam, Jerry, the issues with Sam, I appreciate what he spoke about last night because there are many things that have been going on that I am not aware of the details. And who knew that we have people that Sam has worked with that have other things in mind? I think that we will see where the chips will fall. I expect to be standing. When the chips fall, wherever they fall, I expect to be standing in the middle of it. Jerry, quickly, anything else before we let Jim finish?
Just would like to see an expose of the leavening that got into the movement. And I was called last night and encouraged to call you because they said RJ's got the guts to get into this. So that's why I called, because I was requested to call by others. Thank you very much, RJ. I enjoy your program every day.
I will get into some of it, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we will have you back shortly, okay?
All right. Thanks a bunch, RJ.
I think that, Jim, there are many people who are not aware of your skill and your ability and the years that you have had skin in this game. And there are so many things that you could go and do with your Monday mornings. And the military has invited you to join them and train them, and you have, in just, oh my gosh, just major conditions, major Arctic conditions, major desert conditions. And you have shown up for years, Jim.
It's been my pleasure to do that. It's all a part of the adventure, and I learn every time I do.
Your website again?
PrepareMyFamily.com.
And we'll see you next Monday.
I'll be here.
And we are working on putting together a television program with you. That's going to be exciting. We will also tie that into MorningLiberty.com. And we will let you know more of those details as they come. Christopher Boleyn joins me tomorrow. Ralph Epperson. Barry Chambers, sorry, on Wednesday. Then Bob Chapman and Dr. Stephen Jones on Thursday. I will see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for Bill Carnes right here at RBN. With